Here in the U.S., the people of New York have faced many tribulations in the past 9 months. Still, New Yorkers pride themselves on their resilience and ability to adapt to constant change. One positive change has come recently on the city's #2 subway line, which connects the northern Bronx to southern Brooklyn via the west side of Manhattan. The line has been fitted with new subway cars that are clean and bright, but it's the sounds the cars make that attract most attention. From underneath New York City, Fred Mogul of member station WRTI sends this audio postcard.
They say that every people gets the government it deserves, and I've long maintained that every people also gets the pizza crust, baseball teams, church sermons, and yes, the subway, metro, or L it deserves. According to the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, this is what New Yorkers deserve these days.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Friends who know that I used to live in Nebraska ask if this is some chipper Midwesterner I brought with me when I moved east. My theory is this announcer escaped from some campy yet earnest Broadway revival of Bye Bye Birdie or The Pajama Game. New Yorkers being New Yorkers, plenty of people have opinions.
Well, it's a little annoying, but it sure does stick in your head.
What's annoying about it?
It's just generic sounding as opposed to human sounding.
This is 50th Street.
That person, whoever recorded that announcement, is very jolly. Like, sounds like, you know, happy, whatever. It's not serious, like, oh, next stop is this and that.
What do you think about the whole jolly thing? Do you think, is that New York?
Yeah, it is. Well, especially now, from what we've been through, it's very good.
This is a Brooklyn-bound 2 express train. The next stop is 59th Street, Columbus Circle.
My informal survey split the strap hangers pretty much down the middle. Those for and against the new recorded announcements. But almost everyone agrees on one thing. The live announcers on the old cars, which still rule most of the subway lines, including the #2, have a lot more personality, for better or for worse. The new $1.3 million cars do give a quieter, smoother ride. But if you're on the platform rather than riding inside them, the cars don't seem quiet at all. That's the sound of the cars converting DC electrical current from the third rail to AC current as the car accelerates. You hear it no matter which station you're in.
It's three or four notes that are musical in a sense, but also unworldly.
There is something strangely melodic about it, isn't there? Listen to it again.
I can't think what it is. There's a song that they play the first three notes on, but I can't remember what it is when they start. I've been singing it. I found myself singing on the way to work that song, and then I realized that the reason I was singing it was because I was hearing it in the subway.
Many New Yorkers think they're hearing the same tune. A few hints. It's from one of the greatest musicals ever, especially about life in New York City. The #2 line runs under Broadway on the west side of Manhattan. Think Leonard Bernstein. Stephen Sondheim.
A place for us.
The MTA says the cars were not built to intone the opening notes of the song Somewhere from West Side Story. But at a time in New York's history, when grief and hope remain everywhere intertwined, you can't help but wonder if someone, somewhere, had something to do with it. For NPR News, I'm Fred Mogul.
There's a time for us. So